This is episode 69, recorded on August 24th, 2012. Peck and Pokes at Spine on Mega Medicare.
You're on in 3, 2, 1.
This is Peck and Pokes at, and I'm poking at your news. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another fine edition of Peck and Pokes at. I am your immutable and unmutable host, although I am sometimes technically challenged host. I'm your technically challenged host, Packard Sonic.
There's special Olympics for you, you know.
I think so. Joining tonight on the far right coast is Joe Unseen.
This is Ground Control to Major Tom.
Woo!
And join us out from join us for the first time, so give her a warm applause or a warm welcome. And please be kind, is Crystal I Says So. No, it's just Crystal Says So.
You want to try that again?
Yes. And join us again, back from her long sabbatical, is Medusa Rance.
Yay, from the forest in Mendocino, California welcomes you.
Welcome to the show, and we have some new people in the chat room. I'm always glad to see you. All right, let's, hot again out here. I don't understand. This is Wisconsin. We're not supposed to be this hot.
No, you're not.
Somebody changed the temperature out here on us. So,
yeah, well, you're like a mile from the North Pole.
Who knew? All right, let's get into our tech stories for this evening. Using surveillance on people, it depends on what you're used for. If they're working on some new type technologies so they can actually see through walls. If you've ever seen the TV show, I wouldn't say TV show, well, there is a TV show version of this, and the movie RoboCop, he's scanning the room or the building, and he can see all the people inside. Well, that technology is pretty much real now. They're using Wi-Fi to be able to see through walls. There was a technology about 20 years ago that if they were able to be able to scan through people's houses, they could just pick up faint images, especially, you know, technology like monitors. They use this over in England so they can see if you're have a TV on and you're not paying your fees. But now they're using the UK military is using this Wi-Fi access or Wi-Fi so it can actually penetrate the walls. Now the device itself is about the size of a suitcase, which is not too bad considering the fact is, you know, the stuff would have to fit inside of a truck. If you can carry this around, you can, you know, walk by someone's house and scan it, I suppose. Joe, your thoughts?
You know, I can't get Wi-Fi at the local library. I have trouble signing in, and here they are bringing it to war zones.
Well, they're trying to see what's inside.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, it is an interesting idea that they'll be able to see through buildings. There is limitations to it. It says that it can't see people who are just standing or sitting still. Mm-hmm. It only sees people who are moving around.
Right.
But, you know, as getting used for urban warfare, I mean, that's awesome because that kind of work is terribly dangerous. I've talked to people who've been to Iraq and stuff, and they say, like, you know, one of the most dangerous things is entering a building when you don't know who's in there.
Right.
You know, however, this is a horrible idea for civil libertarians to get their heads around because, you know, the first thing they're going to think is the cops are sneaking pictures of inside of our houses and things like that. So
yeah, you know,
I can see the benefit and the limitation.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the thing is, I think what they're probably thinking is that when they use this, they think they're going to see like you're seeing me right now on camera. You're going to say, oh, they can see everything on my desk. You see I'm holding something. Most likely what it's going to be is just it's like a Doppler radar effect. You're just going to see an outline of what's going on and vague shapes. You're not going to see detail.
Right.
Well, not yet. I mean, that.
It's all about the quality of the detector.
Right.
Like if you can get the Wi-Fi to go through a wall and then you can detect how it bounces around in there, the quality of the detector makes the picture better.
Right. But it's still just what it's going to boil down to because it says here it runs at a 2.4 gigahertz passive multi-static receiver. So the process offline to yield range to Doppler information. So if you ever, if you understand Doppler at all, it doesn't give a clear picture like that. It, it gives your basic outline shapes.
It's like fishing.
Yeah, kind of like fishing. Crystal, your thoughts?
Okay, my thoughts on that. Let's see. As if I'm not paranoid enough, though. I won't walk around naked in the house for sure now. But I could see definitely see the benefits when it does come to a warfare situation. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, with something like this, naked or not, it's probably going to see all the shapes anyway. So.
Well, I guess the key is to sit still naked. Then it can't see you, right?
Yeah, there you go. Just sit there naked.
All right, there you go. There's my thoughts.
You can be naked all you want. Just don't move around.
Yeah.
Naked people.
Which would kind of suck, you know?
I am on the show. It will be about naked people.
Yes. Naked for the win. Medusa, your thoughts?
Oh, dear. I am so paranoid. I'm glad it's just a fuzzy image at this point. But you know they're going to fix it and make it more clarified.
Oh yeah, eventually.
So if I could be assured that it would only be used in warfare, I would be totally for it. But I'm afraid it's going to get into the hands of law enforcement, and when that happens, you know, the trickle down theory of technology. Mm-hmm. Some idiot out there is going to, some cop is going to sell this technology to some idiot on the street. And it's going to be all over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and well, so, well, if I could be assured that it's only used in wartime, I'm for it. But otherwise, I'm very paranoid. Don't think it's a terribly good idea. But, you know, the Brits have had a lot of reasons to be paranoid. The IRA and other, you know, terrorist situations there in London.
Yep.
I think they need to have it. And I think that's a good thing for them to have developed.
Absolutely. You know, the thing is, it just the fact is, when it comes to stuff that's in the military, that what generally ends up happening is that it does eventually get into the hands of the police department. And then eventually, if it's not considered classified or whatever, it will eventually get into the hands of people like you and I. Those are the ones I'd be more worried about, because unregulated technology in the hands of people who don't really shouldn't have access to that kind of information or technology, I think, you know, bad guys or whatever, because this way they could case a house if they want to. Of course, you know, like I said, the police department, you always get those on, not in all cases, you do get those unscrupulous police officers that that could possibly do that too.
You might get the unscrupulous police officer who would surveil the wrong house and enter the wrong house.
Oh, that's
they already entered the wrong homes.
Yeah, that's,
you know.
Yeah, that's very true. That's
so
very true.
You know, I don't want the police to be hunting and picking for the right house. I want them to know the specific house.
You know, it would be interesting to think if they're going to use something like this, if they get. They should have, possibly, if this comes to the police department, that they would have to have a court order to be able to use it on your house. Because this way, otherwise they...
Like a search warrant.
Yeah, like a search warrant. Because otherwise, this is just another unwarranted search. Search, you know.
It infringes upon our freedoms,
right,
which have already been infringed upon.
Right, and that would definitely...
And I'm tired of that.
Yes, I am too. And I think if the courts don't rule on this being used for that, eventually that's what they're going to try doing for it. So.
Absolutely. And they're going to have a bailiwick to deal with, because they're going to have all these unauthorized users out there.
Yep.
And once the can is open, the worms are out, brother.
Yep, that's pretty much it. We do need to get going, though. On to our next story here. There's a Chinese man. He likes to doing this. He likes to go fishing. Nothing wrong with that. Except he likes to use explosives.
Who doesn't fish with explosives?
Well, you know.
I do.
This,
all the time.
You got to make sure you get them all, you know.
Every chance I get.
But the problem here is, when he was out fishing with explosives this one time, it exploded unexpectedly, and he lost both of his hands, which is, you know, to be expected. I mean, it's an explosive, after all. That's not the story. Oh, that's part of the story. The interesting thing is, this guy, he's got brains. He built himself a pair of hands out of scrap metal. It took him 8 years to do it. It took him 8 years to do this. And it does take him, his name is Did Sun. Yes, I did pronounce it right. It's D-I-D-S-U, and the last name is S-U-N. He's 51. He's in northern China. The thing is, he says this thing, it's because it's so heavy and it's made of scrap metal, it does take a bit of energy to get him going, because it's pretty heavy. Joe, your thoughts?
Did Sun did it. Yeah, I was looking at this article, and there's pictures of his new prosthetic hands, and he made them kind of look like actual hands, and there's like little attachments for tools and things he could attach, like saws and hammers and stuff, and it's kind of cool. Like, I mean, he made a mistake, he lost his hands, it really sucks, and he built these things out of scrap. There's little wires that attach to his elbows, so when he bends his arm, he can control the grip. Mm-hmm. And he can actually grasp things and lift them up. He can feed himself now.
Yep.
And he plans on making more of these devices, because the prosthetic limbs that you get from a doctor are very expensive.
Yes.
And there's a lot of people with limb injuries in China, and he plans to make these for other people.
Yes. You know, the thing is, though, if you ever seen, there's an old movie. You should check it out if you get a chance. It's kind of a funny horror movie. If there is such a thing, it's called Army of Darkness, and you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. He loses his hand and uses his right hand. So what he does, he makes a prosthetic hand, and they have him build him a hand basically. And
first he attached a chainsaw to his
stump. Yes,
he had a chainsaw for a hand, and then he built the fake hand. Hail to the king, baby!
Hail to the king! Yeah. So it's a really good movie.
You boys.
Crystal, your thoughts?
Oh, well, my thoughts. Prosthetic devices are terribly expensive. Mm-hmm. And when I read this story, I thought that's just tragic, number one. And, of course, this guy did not have money. That's why he was a fisherman. That's how he raised money for his family. Mm-hmm. I was really impressed. I actually watched the YouTube video on him where that screenshot came from, and they do not look that bad. I've actually seen real prosthetics that look much bulkier and worse. So I was really impressed, and just the fact that he wants to help other people by doing this, I think, is a wonderful thing.
Yes.
Amazing. He built them without having hands.
Yeah.
To build them with. Yes. So that was just very impressive. Very good story, Packard.
Yes.
Good story.
Thank you. You know, they look very well. You know, it makes me wonder if he actually had access to a real shop, you know, not just a metallic shop, but I mean something like a plastic shop or something to make it more lightweight.
They look too good, don't they? They really do. They look pretty darn good.
Yes.
Not bad.
Yes, very good. Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, when I first started reading the article, I thought it was going to be a horrific device. Mm-hmm. But as everyone said, he did an excellent job. Triumph over the human spirit. That's what I think of when I think of this man.
Yes.
Mr. Sun. What a horrifying thing to have happen to you. It would have ended other people's lives. And yet, he persevered. And, you know, they're not bad looking. They look pretty good. They just need a paint job, maybe. And they're good to go.
Yeah.
And he can market them, you know.
Yeah. I don't think I'd want to put paint on it, because, you know, paint has a lot of weight to it, actually. I know I used to sell it.
You know.
Well, you know,
comes from being from the South. But anyway,
you got that
right. Triumph over
it's
the
all
human
the,
spirit.
It's all in the design. And the it's all in the design and the color. Sorry.
So, I'm so glad he's helping other people.
Yeah.
And that he's able to help other people using his homemade artificial arms.
Right.
I mean, it's just remarkable.
Right.
I wonder how he did it with no hands. Did he do it with his teeth? Did he have help?
He must have had some
That's
kind
what
of,
I'm thinking.
He must have had some kind of help at first, you know, probably said, hey, you need to do this. And once he got one hand, he was able to help and put it all
Maybe it happened that way. Yeah. Yeah. Because I can't imagine losing both hands and being able to do that. But, you know, people do remarkable things who don't have any arms and who just have their feet.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Maybe use
so
his toes.
My hat's off to people who have physical challenges because they do surmount them and they show us that, you know, it is life is precious and is worth living.
Right. Right. Well, we need to get moving on to our next topic.
Politics!
The Republicans, of course, are downright liars. And of course, because, you know, that's what they do. Republicans lie. And they're good at it because that's all they know how to do. We've had discussions with Eric about, and I've had discussions with Eric about Medicare. And he thinks that overall, down the road, that Medicare with Obamacare, it's going to cost more, which is a total bullshit lie. The Republicans it's going to cost more down the road without Medicare, without Obamacare. It's going to save over $716 billion. If I'm reading this right, spending for Medicare would increase by an estimated $716 million over the 2013 to 2012 period. The federal spending for Medicaid and the CHIP, CHIP, would increase by $25 billion from repealing the non-coverage provisions in ACTA or ACA. And direct spending for other programs, it would decrease by about $30 billion. So basically, they've been telling the American people that Obamacare is expensive and it would bankrupt the country. But when they asked the CBO what would happen if they repealed Obamacare, they discovered that if they result in an additional $716 billion in the Medicare cost, and the repeal would cost $109 billion over the next 10 years. So the truth is that Obamacare, in the long run, is actually going to save us money. Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know much about the big numbers on the healthcare reform, but what I've read consistently is that it does save money over the long term, and that repealing it would worsen the national debt. So if more people can get medical care and it's good for the debt, I'm for it.
Yes, absolutely. We need to not only bring the debt down, because we do need to bring the debt down, but we need to other countries in the world can provide some kind of medical care for their citizens. I don't see any reason why we can't, and if we can save money doing it, all the better. Crystal, your thoughts?
I'm not familiar with the big numbers either, but what cost can you put on a human life? And the amount of money and the lives that we are going to be able to touch and to save through Obamacare, to me, is well worth whatever amount of money that the Republicans want to put a price on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I have to say, really.
Yes, and it's...
said, Crystal.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Taking a bow.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah, with them, it's all about they'd rather keep the money for themselves, and they talk about Obama's death panel when it's actually them that's got the death panel out there, because they're the ones that really want to don't want to spend the money to get people the help that they need.
Exactly.
Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, this is just another example of the GOP's flim-flam jobs, a con job on the American public. And I hope to gosh that the American public doesn't buy this flimflam show that the Republicans are putting on.
Sadly, they are, unfortunately.
I'm with Crystal that Obamacare has touched more lives and will touch more lives in the future if it's allowed to continue. The obfuscation that the GOP is throwing up is just electoral rhetoric as far as I'm concerned. And most people aren't familiar with the big numbers, and there's no shame in that. It's just they need to understand that Obamacare is the right way to go and to not repeal it.
Yes.
Or there will be not only will there be financial consequences, there will be human consequences beyond our wildest imaginations. We can't go back. We're the biggest superpower in the world. Why can't we insure our own people?
Yes. That's exactly what I say. I mean, we should be able to.
We put an SUV on Mars, Packard.
Is that what that is? I thought it was a tricycle.
Basically, they're going to be marketed next year. Don't worry, can have one.
Oh, good.
The new Mars SUV, better than healthcare.
Nice.
All right. Nice title.
Yes. Someone write that down. All right, let's get into our next story here. Down in Texas, and Texas is always a leader in craziness, they plan on cutting off all Planned Parenthood funds. They vowed to cut off funding for Planned Parenthood because the federal court sided with the state in a challenge over the new laws that bans clinics affiliated with abortion providers from getting money from health programs for low-income women. They're attacking women. They say, well, we don't. It's the Democrats that are attacking women. It's the Democrats. No, your people are lying through your teeth again. It's the Republicans that are doing these things. They're attacking women, and they don't care. They really don't care. If someone gets pregnant or gets raped, and we all know what happened with the Tony Atkins when he starts going on with his stupidity and speaking out crazy science, which is pseudoscience at best. These people, they think that women don't matter. Well, when they get to the voting booths this year, they're going to find out how much women really do matter. Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah, they're trying to cut off money for Planned Parenthood, and this money is used for cancer screenings, birth control, and well woman exams.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a political move to try and damage Planned Parenthood because they're also a abortion provider, but the money is not used to provide the abortions. There's a federal law that prohibits Planned Parenthood from using government money to provide the abortions. So not only are they harming Planned Parenthood, but they're also harming 130,000 low-income Texas women who rely on Planned Parenthood for these basic medical services because they do not qualify for Medicare.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, it's political. They're using women's health as a pawn in a greater game.
Yes, and I was speaking with Crystal before the show, and I said this is going to piss her off, and it should. It should piss anybody off that has a brain. Of course, we're talking about Republicans here, so. Crystal, your thoughts?
Okay, y'all, I'm a Democrat. Let's get that straight now.
Right.
This really does anger me. It is a blatant attack on women. Not only that, I think it's a blatant attack on women that are in a group that does not have very much of a voice, or not so far. It is the people that fall in between the cracks. It's the people that do not quite qualify for Medicaid, but they don't have private insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in that kind of a group to begin with, you are downheartened a little bit. You do feel like that you are not worth, you don't have that voice. And without getting really angry and start pulling an Eric Bonney thing here, thank goodness we're all on the same side of this.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess there's a reason all your exes live in Texas, if that's where all the crazy goes, because this is absolutely nuts.
I know that song.
I wasn't going to sing it for you, but hey, you get the idea.
Yes, I do get the idea. I do know that song. I do know that song, and I know the lyrics, not by heart.
It's just very sad because, and it's like Joe said, the cancer screenings, the mammograms, mm-hmm. the pap smears, the things that save women's lives, I don't care if they make $1 million or none, are provided by these clinics, no questions asked.
Right. Exactly. It's
just sad.
Yeah, very, it's very so sad that they're using this as a political pawn.
Absolutely.
Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, it's infuriating what's happening in Texas, and I think, personally, I don't know if anybody else is with me, that they should just secede from the rest of the nation.
I've said that before. Let them secede. They think they're crazy and go south.
They do what they want when they want to do it, and they don't care.
Right.
And they'll waste the money and let the cases go winding through the... You know, jumping through the hoops and costing more money, more lawyers, yep. more money taken away from the public use. Planned Parenthood isn't a place where you go to get an abortion. Mm-hmm. It's a place where women who are needy and families who are needy even.
Yes.
You know, there are men who go to Planned Parenthood as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a staff of life in our communities for decades now.
Right.
So I'm not moving to Texas anytime soon.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't either. I mean, I haven't even traveled to that state yet. I mean, I've been to a lot of states in the United States. That's one of them I haven't been to, and I'm full of that. You know, if they always keep saying, "Well, we're going to secede. You don't give in to us. We're going to secede. Go ahead, assholes. Secede, secede. You'll be coming back to us after you guys defund medical care and everybody starts dying, and then everybody's gonna like, oh, Mr. United States, we want to come back. We screwed up because we believed in Jeebus, and we don't know where science goes and everything. You know, and they're just a big, it's a big state of crazy, and they know it, and they just need. They don't. Maybe we should just let them either let them secede or just kick them out of the union. I don't know. Maybe we could do that too.
If they secede, they better let us keep Austin.
Hit them where the good Lord split them. Just go.
Yeah. Austin's like the oasis of sanity in Texas.
Oh yeah, or we'll just make a little. We'll just keep that little bit right there.
Okay,
we'll just make
Austin
a little,
is cool.
Okay, we'll leave it. We'll just take it off the state just to get into Austin. There we go, and we'll have at least a little pathway. They can take Florida with them, as far as I'm concerned too. Because there's some more crazies over in Florida. We all know that. Anyway, let's get into our next topic.
Give me the news.
Police. All right, we covered this story a while back, and I felt that we needed to cover it again. There was a lady in Lincoln, Nebraska. She's a former women's basketball star, and she went to the police and said, because she's gay, and she said she was attacked, and she had racial, she had slurs carved into her body, onto her arm or whatever, and they were anti-gay slurs. And turns out, and we reported this along with a lot of other places, turns out this woman, unfortunately, had faked this. I was a little suspicious when I read this because it was all timed when someone was going to be home nearby so they could actually be able to get her to a doctor and everything. I was not because of who she was. It's just the story was just didn't seem right to me. I mean, in the back of my head. But she had carved the anti-gay slurs into herself. And she says because she felt it would spark a change. Lady, this is not going to spark change. You got a few people outraged, and me included at first, but this is not the way to go. You're making your cause look bad in the long run, and you're just making everything worse for everybody else because you are not, you're not helping the cause any. We need to, it takes away from the people who actually do get attacked and have shit like this happened to them. This gives the whole thing way less credibility, and it's not going to help anything in the long run. Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah, this story really bothered me. When I first started reading it, I was like, wow, this is horrible. If this really happened to her and the police don't believe her, then there's going to be no justice served. She's, you know, right. Her attackers are going to get away with it. But then it gets down towards the bottom of the article, and they start explaining why the police think she made it all up. And they found white gloves in her house, and she says they don't belong to her, but only her DNA were inside the gloves. There was no male DNA found. The place where the attack, the scene of the attack showed no real disturbance. Like people broke into her house and like wrestled her to the floor and cut her up with razor blades. The attack supposedly took place on her bed, but there's no blood on the sheets.
Right.
And they went through her phone records, and they found that she had texted a pic of a cross cut into her skin days before. She texted it to a friend. And, I mean, it's starting to add up, like, yeah, maybe she did make this all up to make some kind of political statement about some legislation that was being discussed in her community. And, you know, like you said, it just makes her movement and her cause look bad by doing things like this, crying wolf. And it totally discredits her. It hurts her credibility now because, you know, in the future she's going to want to speak out for some cause and like, well, you're the person who lied and made everybody look bad.
Yes, exactly. You know, not to change the subject completely, but when you said the cry wolf thing there, it reminded me of something I saw on a TV show. They were, I won't say it because it's a moment of geek.
Which TV show?
All right, I'll say it. It's DS9. The doctor was talking to Garrick. He's the Cardassian on the show. And he said, he told him the story about the little boy that cries wolf. He said, what did you get out of that story? He said, you don't tell the same lie twice. Sorry. Little moment of geek there.
Go geek.
But that's exactly what would happen is that they would think that somebody else is going to be crying wolf. They're going to be telling the same lie if this were to happen again. And we can't let this happen again. Crystal, your thoughts?
Man, this is just a really sad story because obviously, in whatever form, this lady needs some help. And it does discredit the people that this might happen to, and you know that it will happen. We have plenty of copycat everythings in this world, and she could have found a better forum, a better way to get her point across. I was kind of mad when I heard the story, and then I was a little bit really sad. And I really just do think that I hope she gets the help that she needs.
Yes.
Obviously. And
because if someone is desperate enough to take implements of any kind to themselves, is a cry for help in so many forms, it's not even funny. Mm-hmm.
It really is. It really is. And then cutting programs, cutting women's programs, cutting mental health programs. Mm-hmm. It's just going to happen more and more frequently.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just another story that's just plain sad.
Yes, it really is. And I saw this story and I said, this story gets covered. Because we just could not, I couldn't ignore this because I had to, this was a good follow-up for this. Crystal, Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, I don't know. Understand what Joe and Crystal said. Don't want to be redundant. I agree with them on many points. But I really think that this woman should be doing time because a dupe is a dupe. And, you know, she could have found a better forum for expressing her views rather than self-mutilating herself.
Right.
And they have psychiatrists in prison.
She might get
a lot of people, and I think she should do a little bit of time for this, so she has some time to think about what she's done to get some help that she needs.
Yeah, she might actually. I think she's going to get some kind of jail time because lying to the police department.
Is not
something to take lightly.
You know me, I'm law and order, so I don't. caught into feeling sorry for people like that. I tend to get my hackles up and want to put them in jail where they belong.
Yeah.
Gives them time to think about what they did. Because she's going to make it harder. She has made it harder on the LGBT community.
Yep.
By doing what she did.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I'm sort of unforgivable on this one.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I don't forgive her on this one either, because like I said, it's going to make it harder for everybody else. All right, on to our next story here. I'm not a criminal. I don't even play one on TV or on the internet. I'm not a Republican. No, I'm just kidding.
I have your house surveilled.
Oh, great. That's good. There is a man. His name is Kier, K-I-E-R. And he went out and he got drunk. And then he went in and broke into a family's home. He's only 21 years old. Drank down an entire bottle of tequila. I don't know if he drank the worm, but I'm probably did. He blundered into their house, and then he stole a phone, and he goes in there, and then the people were home, and while he was doing this, and he told them their name. He told them his name. Oh, my name is Keith. It's like, dude. First rule of theft is don't tell them your name. Really? Hi, my name's Packard, and I'm stealing your stuff. This is my address, by the way. Here's my business card. You know, the only time you tell someone your name is you're your banker. See that?
So your banker can rob you.
Right, the bankers rob you. So. The bankers, they know how to rob people. Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah, years ago I had a bottle of tequila that had the worm at the bottom, and it took my friend and I forever to finish it. But, you know, we eventually, not in one night, but we eventually got to the end of it, and we're like, what are we going to do with the worm? So we got it out of there, and we cut it in half, and we ate it.
Oh.
And it was so gross.
Was it gross?
It was like, and my friend was like, oh, it's delicious. I'm like, no, it's not.
Ew.
But,
finally,
anyway.
A true life story.
This actually happened.
Someone actually gave me, many years ago, they gave me a tequila sucker and it had a worm in it. I kept it as a memento. I didn't eat it. I did not eat it. I didn't taste it. I just kept it as a memento for a while, and then I threw it away.
My same friend used to love those things, the lollipops with the bugs and the worms in them. He used to eat them all the time. He would, like, crunch them open and chew on them and stuff, and I'm like, ugh.
I've seen
how
those.
How scientific.
But, so this guy...
I get my protein from meat.
I
said I'll get my protein from meat. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Insects are protein.
Give me that.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'll get it from there.
Good to go.
That's what I'm saying is I'll get it my protein from meat. I'd rather get it from there than bugs.
I'm not eating bugs yet.
Packard is anti-bug and he boats.
Yeah. Did you have anything else you wanted to say on that, Joe?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, this guy, he breaks into a house, and my first thought was he's lucky he didn't get shot, but I think this took place in the UK, so there aren't so many guns over there.
Right.
And my next thought was this guy should have taken a lesson from the dude in Canada, the burglar who left a note apologizing. You know, don't tell him your name, just leave an anonymous note
and
return
go.
Everything.
Oh, just so weird. Crystal, your thoughts?
What can I say other than just idiot? Idiot. There is nothing else to say, Packard.
Criminal award of the year.
I'm serious. Your mother always tells you to tell your name and address in case of an emergency. I don't know what this dude was thinking. that was just funny. I laughed during that article, yeah.
Yeah, it just... He was sentenced to 12 months in prison, so he's going to have an interesting story when he gets there.
I bet it ain't his name he'll be saying in prison.
No.
Nope.
Criminal mastermind, he's not.
Bubba's name.
Yeah. Medusa, your thoughts?
Yeah, in the IT business, we like to call people like that ID10Ts. ID you write that out and it spells idiot.
Ah.
Just like Crystal said. But it could have ended much worse if he had a gun. Most home invasion robberies don't have such a happy ending.
Yes.
So I'm happy to hear that Mr. So-and-so was inebriated on Tequila, as I like
Tequila?
Yeah, Tequila.
Ah.
Because the last time I had Tequila, it almost killed me.
Oh, jeez. I always say it like this. One tequila, two tequila, three tequila, four.
There you go. I just stay away from the stuff. It's the devil's juice.
I've never tasted tequila. I've never tasted it. I've never had the gumption to taste it. I come from a family of alcoholics, and I've never drank tequila. So, I
family who owns a bar, and I've had multiple varieties of tequila, and they all taste bad.
I didn't even know there was that many. I always thought there was just one style. I didn't know there was more than one.
Oh God, no! It's a whole subculture.
Oh geez.
Of tequila manufacturers.
Yeah.
It's a big business now.
Yeah. All right. Well, on to our before we go into our next topic, I'm just gonna. There's one story I just want to mention real quick because it normally I wouldn't bring up something like this, but we're just gonna touch on it real briefly. And I didn't throw it in the Dropbox because it just happened. It came out like less than an hour ago. Jerry Nelson, he was the voice of the Sesame Street favorite Count Dracula, or the Count on Sesame Street. He died. He was 78 years. He passed away from unspecified causes. So I want to say, you know, a little RIP to him, and the Count would never be the same after that. Kids will never grow up with that, which is really kind of sad, I think.
The Count, he can't be replaced.
No, and when I put out a tweet on this earlier, I said, I was making a little bit of jokes. Maybe it's in poor taste, I don't know. But you know how the Count would count things. He'd go, I put in, one dead body! So, yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
That's not in bad taste. That's remembering the man.
Yes.
Yes.
I think so.
Imitation is the best form of flattery.
Yes, I think so. Joe, your thoughts?
Zero afterlife.
That's good. I can't beat that.
I'm not going to try.
Crystal, your thoughts?
I'm not going to try to beat that.
Not going to try to beat that one? Okay.
No, neither of us are.
Neither are you, Medusa?
Oh, no, I'm not going to try and beat the Count. No way. I'm just sad he's gone.
Yeah.
And that so many children aren't going to get to know Count Dracula.
Count Dracula, yes, the Count.
You know, there's going to be constant parodies of him.
Yes.
He's going to be on Saturday Night Live, you know.
Yeah, well, you'll never see it.
And they say that stars go in three. First Tony Scott, then Phyllis Diller, now Count Dracula.
There was somebody else. It was actually one day that was earlier this week. They all kind of three in one day, so this is a new one. So.
Did we hit three already?
Yeah, we already hit three. We were probably going to start another three. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, we should get on to our next topic then.
Packard.
Yes.
Dawkins Dog in the chat room says, this week's show is brought to you by the letters R, I, and P.
Yes, I see that.
Excellent.
The children. Think of the children.
The children.
Give a shit about the kids.
And by the number dead.
And the number dead.
Oops, I said a naughty.
No, it's all right. I took that clean tag off a while ago. Okay, let's get on to our next topic. Oh, yeah. Here in the United States, we have you can't swing a dead cat anywhere without hitting a church or in Wisconsin a bar. In Wisconsin, sometimes it's both cases. But now, a lot of Americans are increasingly going to supersize their churches. I mean, they supersize their fries, they supersize their drinks, they supersize their Happy Meals. So why not supersize the church? The churches are going downhill, but yet they want to build them bigger. I guess maybe to keep a better eye on them. I guess
so. Get
them all in one. Just keep them all in one location anyway. So this is out in Denver now. the out there, the churches, the mega churches, they're basically really super huge, enormous, in fact. A new study said that of 12 representative mega churches spread across the country, finds that the size of the churches is a major part of their appeal. I guess people just like really large buildings. I guess they think, you know, if it's got a big building, got big God. God's gonna take it. Gonna see the big church. Oh, the little won't see the little church no more. Just the big ones. Joe, your thoughts?
Hey, I'm an American, and I want my bullshit supersized.
There you go.
we've
supersized BS. About, huh? Supersized BS. That's a
with
great
a side of fries, please. Yeah, we've talked before about abandoned and unused churches, which is, you know, I've seen quite a few around where I live. But apparently out in the Midwest, business is booming for these mega churches. The article says a mega church is defined as having a weekly attendance of more than 2,000. Mm-hmm. And in 1990, there were 350 mega churches in the United States, but now there's 1,200. So, yeah, it seems to be this phenomenon out in the Midwest, the people who go to these things like the services in groups of thousands. They like being in an arena of people who are singing and praying and chanting and doing all their thing, surrounded by that many people. It's like a concert atmosphere, you know, like
yeah.
When you go to see your favorite musical act in a huge arena and they're playing your favorite song, you know, you get caught up and you feel trancy about it. Well, these people have the same experience, except they think it's something supernatural happening to them.
Right. So, no, I can totally understand that. I can totally see that because, you know, if you're like the only, let's say you've gone to a small church and there's the only person there is the pastor and yourself, for example,
and three old ladies.
And three old ladies, and you want to go, let's get into the spirit, we're going to, yay! And they're like, yay. You know, that just takes the, it's like, oh, gee, why am I here? Because this is just like, so I just don't want to come back because there's just no action here.
I could have slept in this morning.
Yes, I could have. Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, man. I think everybody should sleep in on Sundays anyway. But that's but no, I can actually see the appeal to that. And now we actually just need to replace those pastors in those mega churches with a science teacher. Yes! Darwin for the win! Crystal, your thoughts?
Size matters. I'm just kidding. I come from a small town that is not anywhere in my area. However, I do live in the Bible Belt. And am
Jesus
familiar with these.
Land.
That's right. Very familiar with these churches. I have never been to one. But we've discussed this before where the church part, the atmosphere part, how it can be very can draw in people. If you look at these videos or places about these big churches, any of these articles, these are a lot of our young people that do attend these churches. They very much do spend a lot of these offerings that are given up on entertainment, on things to draw these mass amount of people in. And it is, like Joe said, like being in a concert, like being caught up in the excitement of the crowd and the fellowship atmosphere, but which even I think you guys said you even understood as atheists, where you could enjoy that.
Well, it's not that I enjoyed fellowship. It. It's not that I enjoyed it. I just understand it because I was
sure.
I was involved in religion for a short while there, and then I woke up.
Praise the Lord.
There you go.
Praise the Lord. I was delivered from his crazy followers.
I mean, I can understand the allure of being involved in that, especially for the younger generation, which I, as a Christian, do understand. I'm not against that, and I'm not for it. I really don't have an opinion as to whether I think what goes on with some of these churches are right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand it, though.
Yeah. No, I can totally see why they would want to do that. But like I said, it's a concert mentality. That's all it is. It's not even a... I think when you get to a service of that size, it's not really a service anymore. It's just a show. You might as well get up there and sell snake oil at that time,
right?
Because that's all they're selling is snake oil. Because there's they have no proof of an afterlife. They have no proof of anything that they're hawking, and they know it because you know, there's more priests nowadays. They're coming out and they're saying, you know what, I don't believe. And, you know, and but, you know, they for a long time they had to hide it because they know that they would be put out and they'd have nothing because that was their whole livelihood.
Well, they were priests. They knew what they were talking about. They knew the subject
yeah,
matter.
Yeah, they knew the subject matter. They knew how to lie.
They could disavow what they had prior vowed to.
Yes, exactly. Your thoughts continue there, Medusa, please.
Well, I'm generally not in favor of any religion of any type. I don't believe in anything. My husband finds that hard to believe. He's a lay Catholic, and I don't believe in anything. Believe me, it gets hot around here sometimes. Mm. But for these mega churches, I will say this. The more, the merrier. And when they open their doors to the homeless and the poor and the downtrodden and do good Christian works, then I'm all for it.
Yeah.
If they're just there for some religious high, well, then I would tell them to snort a line of coke. And they would get a better high.
What happens at the megachurch stays at the megachurch.
That's right, Joe. Except for Prince Harry.
I tell them if they want to get high, they can stand on a chair. You know, they can stand
high
in their shoes.
High on Christ.
I want to go to the
break.
Same church Medusa
it's
goes to.
It's just another drug. They can't say anything
coke for everyone!
Because they're doing the ultimate drug. The drug of ignorance. And that
thank you.
Just pisses me off. That's all I have to say. Yeah, it depends on what they're doing.
Yes.
They're just sitting on their fat asses saying, praise Jesus. Yeah. No, I'm not for it.
No, I'm not
but
for that either.
Many of these churches offer other services, such as marital counseling, you know, family counseling, things of that nature.
They have daycare centers
that's
for the kids.
Good yeah. work. Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing is, though, I'm going to say this right now. I don't care how much supposed good most churches do. I don't think it outweighs all the bad that they've that the religion has done in the past.
Sanctorum, it's all ruined.
Yeah, and it's yeah. That's what I'm saying is, with all the crap that they've done in the past, I don't think it still justifies. I don't care if they go out and they take and give a meal to every human being on this planet. It will never outweigh all the murder and the torture that's gone throughout history to force people into the religion.
They have ulterior motives.
Yes.
They want to prove that they're a good Christian. They want credit
yeah.
for being a good Christian. When you do a good deed, you don't get credit for it. You just do it because it's a good deed.
Right. You do,
and you go
exactly.
on about your business.
Right. If you were to do something good, do it for the right reasons. Don't do it because you think you're going to get into heaven. Don't do it because you think, you know, that God is watching. He's going to smile on your ass because you're doing something nice. Do it because it's the right thing to do. That's all there is to it. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. Just if it's the right thing to do, do it. I'm not saying you have to go around and pick up every single piece of trash you come across when you're out on a walk, which I'm out on walks frequently since I'm trying to lose weight, but if you can and if you feel that's necessary, then do that. But that's up to you. But if it's the right thing to do, then go ahead and do it because it's the right thing to do, not because somebody's watching, not because you think you're going to get rewarded. There many times you can do the right thing, not get a reward. That's life, and that's just the way things are. All right, on to our next story here. A woman who was allegedly raped, and apparently rape never happens, according to the GOP, or they think that pregnancy never comes from rape, but this is not
Go
about
Todd.
Pregnancy. Yeah. This woman, she was raped by somebody in the church, and they told her, you have to apologize to the congregation for being raped. You got raped because you're a woman and you caused it to happen. It's all your fault. If you hadn't have been wearing a skirt or smiling at somebody, this guy wouldn't have raped you. It's all your fault. Don't you know it's your fault? Really? You tell this poor woman who's
child.
Been... Child. Well, teenage girl. She's a teenager. She's 15
she's
years old.
Child.
Right. Still, it's... the fact is that this girl, well, she, like I said, 15 years old, she was forced to go up in front of the entire congregation and apologize to them so for being having her clothes ripped off of her, most likely. I'm guessing at this point. Have her clothes ripped off her and forcibly have somebody penetrate her or just do things that, you know, consenting adults should be able to do, but without consent, that's rape. Period. End of discussion there. But and to compound this, you tell this woman, this girl, that you have to apologize for being raped. That's like saying, hey, I'm driving down the street, I get into a car accident, I have to apologize to the car for, or I have to apologize to the road because the car got into an accident. What sense does that make? None. That doesn't make any sense. Telling this girl that she has to apologize doesn't make sense either. Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah, this happened like almost 15 years ago. The woman is now in her early 30s, and back when it was originally reported to the police, they couldn't get in touch with her. They couldn't find her, and that's because the church and her parents shipped her out of state to Colorado. She's from New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. They shipped her to Colorado to have the baby out there, and then they forced her to give it up for adoption.
Oh, yes. But you know, the GOP says that no one ever gets pregnant from rape. That unless it's a legitimate rape. According to Todd Atkins.
So you have to get rid of the evidence.
Yeah.
So here we are 15 years later, and the police unshelved this investigation. They tracked her down. She's living in Arizona now. And so they put this guy on trial, the guy that raped her. Now, she was 16 years old at the time. He's now 51. At the time, he was 36. Mm-hmm. And he took her out to dinner, and he raped her. It was kind of a date rape thing.
Oh, yeah.
And she got pregnant, and then they made her apologize to each of the people in her church. Like, she had to apologize for... Her apology was for getting pregnant outside of wedlock from being raped. Like, what? What? That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, that falls back onto the whole thing. It's like, oh, the woman can shut it down. The woman can... Oh, the difference between the good sperm and the rapey sperm. Really?
I saw this funny picture go around on Twitter. It was a picture of a woman's reproductive organs. It had the uterus and the ovaries and everything. And there was these little extra sacs next to the ovaries, and they were labeled rape pregnancy countermeasures.
You're gonna have to send that to me. You're gonna
in the event of a rape, these little sacs deploy the anti sperm.
Oh jeez, you send that to me, Joe. Send that to me. I have got to see this. Crystal, your thoughts?
Oh, wow. I guess I think that really, back then, with it happening back then, that still was the mindset of a lot of people about women in general. Yes. It was your fault. It was what you wore. It was the way you smiled, the way you flirted, whatever. The mere fact of it being within a church is sickening, and having to humiliate her further by apologizing. I don't think you would get any right-minded believer to tell you today that that was okay.
No, it actually still happens today. This still happens today.
I think those are more in the... I'm not defending.
No, I'm just saying it still happens today.
I think that happens in the more radical groups.
Oh, yeah.
As in, they're radical groups in each area, whatever, Muslims, Christians, whatever.
Yeah, they're all the same thing.
Smaller churches, more radical churches.
More extremist, occultist. Well, they're all cults anyway, but that's a whole other story.
Well, exactly. But I think I can come just from... I think it makes me even more sick from a woman's point of view than it does from a religious point of view. But the fact that they coexisted that way is just... It's just unfathomable. I just can't imagine.
Yeah. I think a lot of it has a lot to do with the religion as well in this case, because they're blaming her because of the scriptures and everything. The woman is always the blame. The woman is always the blame, and whatever happens wrong to humanity, it's always the way. They go all the way back to Eve eating the apple, and because of Eve, all humanity's fucked. Basically, because of that, and that's
all women are evil,
and all women are evil, and so anything that's happened, it's all woman's fault. So you have to apologize, and so it does go back to the religious aspect on this, because it's just total it's total garbage, it's total bullshit, and it needs to stop, because the man that does this needs to take the responsibility. You don't go and tell this girl that she needs to apologize because of a religious belief. If this had been in a more secular ideal, they wouldn't have made her apologize to all these people because she got raped. They would have said, "Hey, you know, the guy did this. We blame him. You don't blame the girl. Period. End of discussion on that." I'm getting all frustrated here.
At least he didn't call you Eric.
No, but I kept calling Joe last week Todd for some reason. I have no idea why.
Don't call me Joe.
Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, reading the whole article was just horrifying for me, especially the part where they shipped her 2,000 miles out west to have the baby. And to think that she's never seen this child is just heartbreaking to me. What touched me was the fact that I had to give up two twins for adoption when I was much younger.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fortunate enough to find a decent family that had views the same as I did. And it was just dumb luck. And they wanted to adopt again. And so signing one of the most horrible events of my life, and I can so relate to her, is signing away the lives of her children.
You all right, Medusa?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just feel sorry for her.
Yes, I do
so
too.
So sorry for what she's had to go through. God knows where her child is right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is just horrifying on so many levels, and that it took 15 years, 15 long years to bring this to court. Aren't we supposed to have speedy justice in this country?
Yeah, not,
what happened to that?
Yeah, that's never happened in this country. A speedy trial is a fallacy.
These churches are able to hide a lot of sin.
Oh yeah. I don't believe in the words. I don't believe in sin, because sin is just a man-made concept. It's just another word for control.
It's their word.
Yeah.
It's their world. So
well,
they use it,
but I don't. I just I'm not gonna say evil. It's just wrong. Period. I mean that.
Oh yeah.
It's just wrong. It's not a sin. It's just wrong. In this case, it's just wrong.
Oh, I was just using that word euphemistically.
I know,
because we've been talking about churches, so
yeah, I know. I'm a bit of a stickler on that kind of stuff.
The humiliation—it's like the scarlet letter. What do they make her wear?
I'm wearing a scarlet letter.
It's called, when she apologized.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm wearing a scarlet letter. See, it's right here.
Mine too. We all are.
Yeah. Well, most of us here are anyway.
Everyone has a scarlet letter. They just don't talk about it.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get into our next topic. And our funny tweet comes tonight from Embellishment. He says, "So I've been buying every Rush Limbaugh and Left Behind book I see from the thrift stores and burning them to heat my home. Pulp is pulp."
Oh, that's so funny.
I would normally say don't burn books, but I think in these case, I think I'm going to make an exception.
I think I'm going to do petty point and make a pillow out of it. What do you think, sister girl?
Girl, he's an ass. That's all I think.
Yeah. Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I feel uncomfortable with the idea of burning books, but I don't know, it's kind of a funny thing to say.
definitely. Crystal, your thoughts?
I say burn, baby, burn.
Don't need that garbage left laying around where innocent people could actually find it.
Absolutely not. Mm-mm.
They might get the wrong idea about us.
They came for the extremist books, and Crystal said nothing because she wasn't an extremist book.
Love it, love it. That's it. And that's what I say.
There you go. Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, I hope he keeps buying them up because I want a weenie roast.
There you go.
And marshmallows.
Oh, that's don't talk about Rush marshmallows. For.
He's chubby and roly and poly.
Well, he's actually lost. I've actually seen some recent pictures of him. He's actually lost quite a bit of weight.
He has lost. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think it's the Oxycontin that's causing it.
Oh, God.
Hillbilly Booyah, slam!
That's have somebody just slap the stupid
that's
out
why
of
he's
him.
So mean.
I like that. We should definitely. I wish somebody would slap the stupid out of him, but I think they'd end up having to beat him back down to a single atom and start all over.
We'll just get him drunk.
We can rebuild him.
We can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Yeah, that's right. We'll get that Chinese man.
Yeah. No, that then he'll make him completely out of metal, and then he'll be unstoppable.
He's metal. We can shoot him then.
We'll melt him down.
It'd be Robo-Rush.
Robo-Rush!
Your move, creep.
Game.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Oh, Joseph. That's a good name for the show, too. Write that one down, whoever's writing down. Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me. Okay, let's get into our shout-out for this evening.
Hey, you!
Our shout-out this evening comes from Joe. And, Joe, your shout-out tonight is for Cherokee Autumn. Joe, tell us a little bit about Cherokee Autumn.
She's a pretty cool tweeter. She mm-hmm. Her name is Shay, mm-hmm. and her username is at Cherokee_Autumn.
Right.
And I'm bringing up her profile now, but Twitter's being silly. Her profile says, way out left, progressive, liberal, pro-choice, poly-atheist. There are many gods I don't believe in, especially yours. And
I
her
like
location
that.
Is reality.
That's nice.
And she's really awesome. She's often in the atheist-atheism hashtag. She's often retweeting awesome tweets. She does it the old school style way with the RT and the at. So,
oh, I missed that.
Yeah, yeah, she's really cool, and she's real prolific. Like she's always on, she's always retweeting, she's always saying cool things, and she'll converse with you if you like start talking to her, like, hey Shay, what's going on, da da da, and she'll just she's awesome, and if you're down with that, give her a follow.
Yeah, definitely give her a follow, and you can find her at Cherokee Cherokee_ATUMN. And
it's AUTUMN. You said ATU, but yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. No, you're right. I'm sorry. AUT. My dyslexia is kicking in. It's. I'll say it again. It's Cherokee Cherokee_AUTUMN. There we go. I got it right that time.
Well, I see her in my timeline all the time.
Yeah, she tweets me once. She tweets me every once in a while.
She tweets a lot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She contacts me every once in a while. She's a fairly nice lady. All right.
She's a late night person like me too. So.
Oh.
Me too.
The bats are out tonight. All right. Well, let's get into our question of the week.
Excuse me.
I have a question,
sir.
What are you doing? I'm asking you a question.
Last week's question was, if you had a 70s rock band or an 80s hip-hop group, what would you call it? And we had a couple of replies. We had one from Dawkins Dog, and he says, for a 70s rock band, never mind the dog's bullocks. kind of a good one. It's good. Wizard of Todd. He said the 70s punk band's name, The Raging Yeast Infections. First album, guys get it too. and we had one from Celeb. He said my lame 70s rock band name, Smooch. I think he's love struck, tell you the truth. I just want a smooch.
Speaking of arena rock, that's what I would imagine a band in an arena rock situation being called. Like, yeah, what's up, Smooch? Hello, Cincinnati!
There was actually a movie called The Death of Smoochie. So, you know,
I
was
saw
great.
That.
I'm just glad they didn't put Smoochie. They was like, no, they were trying to kill him.
And the like vegan dogs, those yeah. are disgusting.
The what dogs?
Vegan dogs. Remember Ed Norton was eating vegan dogs and putting vegan condiments on them? It was disgusting.
No. No, I never heard that before.
I'm sensitive to food.
Yeah. Okay. our question comes...
I heard that. I have not been in left field one time tonight.
One time? One time?
Not at all.
One time?
I've been monitoring myself.
Uh-huh. One time? Our question this week...
Comes maybe from, once, but I came right back.
Once? All right. I think we had five right there. Tonight comes from Crystal. It says, what do you think is the most important life lesson you have learned? Joe, what is the most important life lesson you have learned? Or what do you think is the most important life lesson you have learned? Excuse me.
Well, you know, Crystal, that's a great question. I think don't mix your whites or they turn gray.
That was exactly what I was thinking.
Oh, I stole your answer? Okay, I'll change my answer. Okay.
Darn you.
The comparative reality of God and Santa Claus.
Oh, there you go. Crystal's
like, that's not what I was thinking.
No.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, well, at least you didn't take my answer that time.
Crystal. Did I really take your answer?
No, I'm just teasing.
See? What do you think is the... Crystal, what do you think is the most important life lesson you have learned?
I think my most important life lesson is do not judge. Do not judge other people.
Do not judge other people.
That's good.
That's a good one.
There's no explanation needed. Just do not judge.
Right. That's a good one.
We all have our own faults.
Yep. And the biggest one's running through California. It's called the San Andreas. I couldn't help myself,
thank
sorry.
Thank you, I know that. I don't live anywhere near it.
Medusa, what do you think is your most important life lesson you've learned?
Well, when I was born, I passed.
You were born? I thought you were hatched. You always tell me, you keep telling me you're hatched.
Older,
I'm sorry,
I've
go ahead.
I learned to love patience, and I think that's the most important life lesson, is to be patient. And all... In due time, all good things will come. And if they don't, they weren't meant to be in the first place. So, I mean, I've raising children, I've had to have a lot of patience. So, I would think that is a very important human need, is to be patient with other people and with yourself. Well, that's how
good.
I
that's good. That's good.
Very good.
For myself, the most important life lesson I've learned that almost there isn't almost anything that can't be stitched back together or pasted together with a little bit of glue and the right pieces of tape. And duct
somehow
tape.
Somehow another, I knew that was going to come from you.
And duct tape is your friend.
God, Crystal and I are being serious and opening our deepest hearts, and you come and put on your red clown nose.
Talk about duct tape. Honk, honk. I know.
No, because I have
to fix everything for you to fix.
Yeah, I have to fix. If I don't fix it, it doesn't last, and I can't afford to buy something new to replace it or replace it with the same thing. So, you know, a little duct tape goes a long way.
Don't forget the duct tape.
Don't forget your duct tape.
Yeah,
that's a good one too. Don't forget the duct tape. All right. Well, that's it for us tonight. I want to thank everybody for coming. And if you would like to find out all the stories here, just go to PackardPokeSat.wordpress.com. If you have an answer for the question of the week this week and you're watching this on YouTube, just put it in the comments section down below, and we will get to that in the next episode for next week. There will be some speaking of the next show, there will be some changes to the uploads on the YouTube channel. So I'm not going to tell you what they are now, so be watching for those.
Ooh.
Yeah, so there can be some changes. Packer poked at is very progressive, and especially if it makes me pull my hair out. That's why I'm keeping it short.
We'll get you that Bosley Hair Clinic.
There you coupon. Go. There you go. But anyway, if you would like to donate to the show, go to PackardPokeTat.wordpress.com. There's the donation button. If you can't help the show, please put in a dollar amount, one, two, 100,000, 100,000, whatever you think the show is worth to you. But if you can't donate to the show, I had a link on there, and WordPress took it down, or blocked it, because they have some weird rules. So you just have to copy the link and paste it into a browser. What it's going to do is it's going to open up a new page it's going to have some ads on it. You don't have to buy anything. You're not required to buy anything. Just wait a few seconds. In about 5-6 seconds, it'll say skip. You hit that, it'll take you right back to PackardPokes.wordpress.com. And that'll help generate a few pennies, quite literally, less than a few pennies for the show. So if you can, please do that, or it'll be in my timeline every once in a while on PackardPokes.wordpress.com.
I tweeted that.
On PackardPokesAt on the Twitter there. Speaking of Twitter, if you're not on Twitter, why aren't you? If you would like to talk to us, we're all on Twitter. You can reach Joe on Twitter as
Joe Unseen, JoeUnseen.
Right. If you want to reach Crystal, you can reach Crystal at.
Oh, you would know. Mine has to be long. Crystal Says So. That's CrystalSayso.
Yes. If you would like to reach Medusa, you can reach Medusa at
MEDUSA_RANTZ. Get you Medusa Rants.
Right. And if you want to reach me, you can reach me at Packard_Sonic. That's PACKARD_SONIC. You can reach the show announcement on Twitter as PackardPokesAt, all one word, no spaces. And that way you can be able to get show announcements, and the link will be on that particular tweet. So you can still click it from there if you'd like to. All right, well, that's been it for us. This has been PackardPokesAt. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.